Hello everyone, this is Anupriya Chaudhary and you're listening to Mommy Tincture. This is day 26 of 365 days of gentle parenting. I was feeling almost very lazy today to do today's recording because it's just I was feeling lazy and I am entitled to feel lazy. But yes, but some things very significant happened yesterday and I do not want that sense, that raw emotion that I'm feeling right now to go away, because then it would just become a recounting of incidents what happened. But yes, I shared with you day before yesterday that I had had yet another near meltdown with my younger one. And then when I sat back and did some self-introspection, I realized that there is a pattern. There's always a pattern to your behavior. So you have to first accept this fact. And then once you've accepted this fact, you can start looking out for the pattern for similar triggers, similar behaviors, what triggers it. And when I saw that there was a pattern, I figured out that the trigger was my son not paying attention during his live class. And then I asked myself, is it that important in the long run? Does he know the concepts? Can I teach him the concepts in a slightly different manner? Well, I could do that, but I realized that I do not have the time, neither the patience to do that. But then that's not the child's fault. And if that's not the child's fault, that I do not have the patience or the time to teach him those concepts in a more, in a different manner, which he will be more open to, obviously then I can't be blaming the child. I can't be blaming the child. And thus I figured out what triggered me and I took a call yesterday, and that call was natural. No, it wasn't natural. It's just that circumstances were such that I had to take that call, and the decision was that I will not be around when my younger son does his online class next day. Let him just sit through the class independently. So I informed his ma'am or his teacher well in advance that I have a call. I did have a call. So I have a 2-hour call and I may not be able to attend the class with him, supervise him during the class. And thus I'm requesting you that just let him sit through the class independently. I am not sure if he will do any of the work that you will ask him to do. So there is a counting activity, there is a coloring activity. He may not do anything, but I request you to just let him sit through the class independently. And I am so, so grateful to myself to be able to have that courage to take that call, because 40 minutes later, this boy walks into my room. I'm still on a call and he just pushes his notebook towards me. And what I see is the complete work. So there was a work set which I had set out and kept by his side, and he had completed that work set. Obviously, he had done it independently. So that was a eureka moment for me, that sometimes kids get bothered by parents constantly nagging them, do this, do that, do it like this, do it like that, and they are unable to express themselves freely. They are unable to do what they wish to do without any inhibitions. And that was, so kids never fail to surprise you, was my reaction and the moment. And right now also, when I think about that moment of time when I saw that notebook and the boy smiling at me victoriously telling me that, Mom, I have completed this work, I smacked my head in my head. So I imagine myself smacking my head and telling myself, see, you bother too much. I of course told that inner voice that I'm a mother, I'm supposed to bother. But the inner voice replied back to me that still, you bother too much. There is no need to take your botheration to a level wherein your relationship with your child gets affected. Later that day also, so I was trying to make him do his other home assignments, homework, and I refused to follow the format that was prescribed by the school because I felt that was again slightly more traditional. So I just made him sit near the whiteboard. So we have a whiteboard on the wall, it's a huge whiteboard, and I made him sit near the whiteboard, gave him the marker pen and asked him to write whatever word came to his mind that he could write. So he wrote 5 words and then he got bored. Again, I just thought that, okay, I had to find satisfaction in the fact that he had done 5 words in his own way, independently. That's a good start. I still would say that if I'm satisfied, no, I'm not satisfied. But is it a good start? Yes, it's a good start. And then again, the entire day went on taking online interviews, attending online sessions, making a breakthrough on one of the projects that I have been trying to work on for a long, long time. So I definitely took a step ahead on that front. And so that's about it. Nothing else to tell about day 26. But I have been thinking something that how can I make these episodes slightly more laden with value? I'm sure you don't want to hear too much parenting advice because I do not believe in any kind of parenting advice. I believe in sharing my experiences. And when I share my experiences, I make sure that whoever needs to listen, whoever needs the advice, or whoever needs to emulate, so advice is again a wrong word, whoever needs to emulate the behavior that I did, that I exhibited in response to my kid problems, whoever needs to emulate that, they could emulate that. At the end, I would only like to say that childhood is going to be just a one-time affair. Let the kids enjoy this affair to the fullest, because later on they'll get into a whole lot of affairs which will be too much headache. Of course, we all are enjoying our life, but we are all also stuck in a cobweb wherein we have too many responsibilities, too much to hold us back. And these are the years, I think, until the children turn 10. Those are the only years when kids can really be carefree without thinking too much about what the other person is thinking about them, what the other person might react, and just let them be. I think I have almost gotten there wherein I can limit my meltdowns and my raising of voice on my kids. And I've been thinking what should be my next action point as a parent. And one thing that came to my mind was the threatening technique. Again, because I am so impatient as a mother that I can't see value in, or rather I do not, simply put, I do not have the patience to explain everything to the child or to hold on to the kid tantrums. So like most parents I know around me, I resort to threatening. Don't do this, else the boogeyman will come. Don't do that, else I will stop talking to you. Don't touch that, else people will say, what a bad boy you are that you broke that. So yes, threatening is the next thing, next action or behavior, yeah, behavior is the right word. So threatening, parent threatening is the next behavior that I want to work on consciously, and this one is going to be much more difficult because we are so used to this behavior that because we grew up with that behavior, that's what our parents did to us. And I have been practicing that behavior for some time now, like almost 8 years since I became a mother, that it's now time to change this behavior. And let's see, I'm going to take another 4 to 5 days to decide when I want to start and decide my strategy of curbing this behavior. Until then, that's about it from my end. What is the behavior that you are looking? Do tell me, what is the behavior that you are looking at changing from a parenting perspective? And think of a behavior that makes you feel guilty immediately after. So that's the key to improving as a parent, that think of a behavior that makes you feel guilty immediately after, and you feel that you have no control over it. So pick that behavior up and start working on it. And that's about it from Anupriya Chaudhary. You're listening to Mommy Tincture. This was day 26 of 365 Days of Gentle Parenting.